USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is sending holiday greetings to troops serving overseas.
So I want to thank everybody. I want you to have a great Christmas. I want you to have an incredible New Year. I think we're poised for tremendous success in the United States. Enjoy all that new equipment that we're getting you. It's all made in the USA. Very important. It's made in the USA, every bit of it.
The TSA is bracing for one of the busiest holiday travel seasons in its history. TSA Administrator David Pekoski reminds you of one thing if you are traveling on Christmas Eve or even Christmas Day.
You know, just be prepared, be a bit patient, because there's a lot, you know, when you show up at an airport during this time of year, I mean, there's a lot of traffic and then just a lot more people.
All told, 45.7 million passengers will fly in the United States from December to January of next year. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, and it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A 33-year-old American soldier was killed in Afghanistan Monday. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
The Pentagon has confirmed the death of Sergeant First Class Michael Goble of Washington Township, New Jersey, saying he died during combat in northern Kunduz province, Afghanistan, on Monday. No further details were released. However, the Taliban has claimed responsibility for a roadside bombing in that area on Monday as well. 20 U.S. deaths have now been recorded in Afghanistan this year. There have also been three non-combat deaths. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Uber co-founder Travis Kalanick is leaving the company's board of directors at the end of this year. The San Francisco-based ride-sharing company announced today in a statement that Kalanick will focus on new business and charity endeavors. He had resigned as the company's CEO in 2017 after a shareholder revolt, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Still finishing up your last minute Christmas shopping? Well, you're not alone, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky.
I caught up with a bunch of procrastinators in Peachtree City, Georgia, south of Atlanta, at the Avenue, an outdoor shopping plaza where the parking lot was absolutely packed. Most of the last-minute Christmas shoppers here at the Avenue Shopping Plaza tell me they're in search of stocking stuffers.
Just some gift cards at Great American Cookie Company.
This lady's name?
It's Carol, like Christmas Carol.
Oh, that's fun. All right, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
Hope you find what you need.
Thanks.
I ran into shopper Julie, also in search of gift cards.
Well, I'm getting the things that I couldn't get on Amazon in time. I did 90% of it on Amazon.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Yeah, so.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Scammers tend to be the most successful when you are vulnerable. So when you're looking for a job, you're a big target. Fake jobs and fake checks were a big scam in 2019. And as people continue to look for more flexible jobs, it's expected to be significant or even more prevalent in 2020. Bree Reynolds is with FlexibleJobs.com, and she reminds us,
if you're searching for the phrase work from home, you're going to come across way more scams than you would if you used words like remote job or telecommuting job.
That audio courtesy of ABC 15 News in Phoenix, Arizona. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.